Welcome to today's French Gap Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to talk about water retention improvements at Lincoln Elementary and the latest surrounding next year's budget.
Well, Greg, certainly a lot going on here at this week's Pella School Board meeting, and certainly a lot that has to do, as always, with construction. And one of the bigger change orders that you've had since you really started these projects will be over at Lincoln Elementary. You discussed this at the previous meeting about two stormwater retention areas over at Lincoln. What did the school board ultimately approve, and what is the work that will be done by Estes and some of those contractors out there moving forward?
Yeah, so we had something to figure out at Lincoln. We had a stormwater retention area that, as you drive by the new construction, you can see a large area that's a large kind of pool pit area that was meant to retain stormwater. And as we saw that constructed, we just didn't think it was going to be a good thing to have next to the playground and actually take up quite a bit of playground space that we assumed we'd have. So the plan is now to create an underwater retention area. There's actually some big baffles that go under the ground, and they will actually retain the water under the ground, and then there'll be dirt over the top of them. So from up above, you'll just see a flat play area. And so that was approved to actually, there was a east retainage area that you can see there right now. It's a deep pit, and then there'll be a west retainage area too, but that's going to all get combined into one area. And so the board approved that. So we'll end up with flat play space up above. There'll actually be these baffles underneath the ground that'll hold the water. The water is actually meant to only be there for just a really short period of time. It actually flows out towards Sunken Garden, and so that's the way the water plan moves on that site. But what we're really doing is just creating more flat play space for the children at Lincoln Elementary there.
This is obviously additional to what you already have, and I know that the budgets were pretty tight with construction. Is this going to impact anything moving forward?
It certainly is a cost. It was about a $258,000 cost. We've actually, you know, purchased some properties around Lincoln Elementary, and if we wanted more flat space, you know, that would have been our only other option. So we know that we're going to have to look at some of our other projects that we have left and maybe squeeze those a little bit to make room for it. We believe we can do that. But at the same time, we know that if we were trying to purchase neighboring properties to Lincoln Elementary to get more flat space, it would easily cost us that kind of money. So we think it's a good investment for long term to have more flat space there, more play space, and just we really see it as a safety issue too. The board was concerned, you know, having those retention areas and potentially standing water at times where kids could get into that. And probably we would need to fence those off eventually, which really wouldn't look very good either. So we just decided that this was probably the best use for long term, and it's something that'll be there for many, many years and help us just have a safer play area out there for the children.
Speaking of budgets, budget season right around the corner. Something from the last meeting, you had two more staff members that had signed up for the early retirement policy. You don't have the hard numbers just yet, but that's going to help a budget situation right now that's still very tight and still kind of in flux. You release your budget packets as well. When you look at the latest with the budget situation, what are some of the news items of interest to the community?
So we're moving forward with our budget reduction process. The process is going to move fairly quickly here over the next couple months. We put together the budget packages, making those visible, and we'll be having a long-range planning committee that will be meeting in October, three different times in October, and then once in November to help us prioritize some of those packages, decide what is the highest priority for the district, what's a lower priority, and where would we want to reduce our budget. So we know that, you know, just the last few years, it's been very tight with the state in what money we've actually received. We also have some declining enrollment that we've had over the last 4 years. That's also created a challenge because our budget is really based upon how many people, how many children we actually have attending the school. So each child is worth about $6,500 in terms of actual revenue into the system. And so when our enrollment declines, that's revenue that also declined too, and that becomes a hard thing for us. So we've got to reduce our budget this year, and we're moving through that process. And really the plan is that by about the middle of November, we'll be very much closer to kind of decisions around that area. I'll be making a recommendation to the school board on November 23rd And we'll have a public hearing on November 23rd, too, for community people interested that can come in and kind of listen and hear about what the packages that are potentially going to be reduced, and then the board will make adjustments, and really final action on that will happen in December. They're moving along. It's going to happen fairly quickly. We're trying to make that very public, transparent, let people know what's happening, and we'll keep everybody informed about, you know, kind of the process and timelines as they come.
That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.